It is Tuesday morning, which can only mean one thing. It's time for one of my favorite parts of the week, Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by the good folks at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and your buddies here at 97.7 The Bolt. And you guys know I say this every week. This is seriously one of my favorite segments to do because I learn something every week. And we are joined this morning by Courtney Palmer, who is the Director of Cardiopulmonary out at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. This is going to be fascinating because it's something that interests me. And we are going to talk today about something that, as you and I were talking off air, may none of us ever have to deal with, but we need to know about it, don't we?
Right. We need to know, be educated about what our services are here in our community.
Yes. So let's talk about pulmonary rehab today, Courtney.
Sure. So our lead in pulmonary rehab out here at the hospital is Darla Van Groningen, and she is a certified respiratory therapist who's been in practice for 25 plus years, has worked in several different places in the community. So pulmonary rehab, first of all, is a service traditionally designed for patients experiencing lung problems or diseases like COPD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, pulmonary fibrosis, lung cancer. Rehab is basically exercise classes with education about your lung disease and emotional support. However, there is a new population that is seeing a benefit from pulmonary rehab, and that's what I wanted to get the word out about today.
Mm-hmm.
So pulmonary rehab traditionally has been utilized for COPD, but it can also benefit patients dealing with ongoing symptomatic COVID-19, or as it's starting to be called, long COVID-19. So this is when a patient is still dealing with problematic symptoms a good month or so after their diagnosis, and some patients with COVID-19 will experience this sudden severe shortness of breath at the beginning of their diagnosis, and they can require ongoing oxygen even once they return home. So as you can imagine, that's obviously frustrating, and that can even be depressing for some patients.
Yeah.
It's really common for a patient with ongoing or long COVID-19 to have decreased energy, shortness of breath, and just overall feel fatigued. And this just creates a cycle. So the patient can't perform their normal daily activities, so they get deconditioned because they're sitting around too much, and then their symptoms just get worse. So pulmonary rehab can help relieve some of these symptoms and break that cycle, help patients build up their endurance, and just help them cope overall. Darla can also work on getting patients off of oxygen if it's appropriate for them and if the doctor approves that. And she can help them set goals towards just returning to their normal activities. So my final thoughts on pulmonary rehab, I would encourage patients affected by COVID-19, first of all, to just stay as active as possible during your recovery, even if it's just getting up and making a lap around the house during a commercial break. Just try to keep moving. Every day of inactivity, your exercise capacity will get significantly worse. Mm-hmm. And if your symptoms aren't improving after 4 weeks or so, please take the time to have a talk with your primary care provider. If a CT scan of your lungs shows scarring, significant scarring, and a pulmonary function test is showing evidence of restrictive lung disease, you might be a really good candidate to come out and join pulmonary rehab. And these tests don't require another appointment with another doctor or a specialist. These are tests that we can do for you right here at HCMH.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So there's not a whole lot of waiting, not a whole lot of difficulty to go through.
Right.
That's always a good thing.
Yes.
Now, I say every week, Courtney, and most people agree with me, but education on your medical conditions, even if you don't have any, just being prepared has never killed anybody, has it?
Not to my knowledge.
There you go. So educating yourself on medical situations, folks, it's not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you, and even if you don't use it someday, a friend, a family member, somebody sitting by you in a waiting room somewhere,
That's right.
You might be able to help.
That's right. And if you are experiencing those symptoms, it certainly won't hurt you to at least have it checked out. And, you know, I tell everybody when it comes to medical conditions, I not only want to know what I have, I kind of would like to check off the list of what I'm not dealing with.
That's true, too.
That's right. So it's not going to hurt you to call Courtney. Courtney, where can people get more information on this?
If you want to give us a call, anybody, myself, or any member of my team would be happy to talk with you. And our direct phone number to our office is 332-7627.
Wonderful. Well, Courtney, I tell everybody that I speak with from the hospital, and Marty has probably heard this a million times out there, but thank you for what you do. We really appreciate it.
It's my honor. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Courtney Palmer. She's the director of cardiopulmonary at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and she has been our guest, and I like to call our guest, she has been our educator this week, and I hope we have all learned something. And that, of course, has been Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by the great folks at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and your pals here at 97.7 The Bolt. Courtney, you have a fantastic week, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Courtney. You as well. And I'll be back right after this.